T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Packers beat up on a bad Bears team. At least the Bears are bad offensively. 41-25, the final. We're here on a green and gold Monday, brought to you by our friends at Robert Hack Diamonds, where they pay the most green for your gold. And now we want to know, in your eyes, is this a quality win? Is it a good win? Do you feel good about this? Walking away from last night's dominating performance, and the score would indicate that it was probably closer than the game actually was. This game was over when Preston Smith scooped and scored, and it was 27-3 at that point with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. So that's when this game was over. I mean, it was a dominating performance. So is this game a good barometer by which you can begin to rejudge the Green Bay Packers, or was this just, it was like a bad Bears team, who really cares, no big deal. 855-830-8648, again, 855-830-8648. A reminder coming up this week, Thursday nights, the Bill Michaels Huddle, and we're looking forward to having everybody on the program, as always, but we got all the Bills coming up on Thursday night. So it's going to be kind of cool, as a matter of fact. On the huddle is going to be our buddy Bill Huber and Bill Raybor. So the three Bills. B times three is what it's going to be. Coming up 6 to 8 this coming Thursday night, it's all brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. Unquestionably good. It's a naturally carbonated, gluten-free, and including no artificial flavors drink. And all you got to do is go to BudLight.com. That's BudLight.com. For all the info. So hope to have you here with us coming up on Thursday night. So was this a good win? The disappointing thing, I guess, is the garbage time at the end of the first half when the Packers gave up a score, and then the two garbage time TDs later on the ball game. Otherwise it's an absolute dominating blowout performance, which causes consternation regarding the defense. The other thing I've got a question, and maybe you do as well, I get it. Aaron Rodgers is in the zone. He's playing extremely well. I'm not going to knock that. But why is Aaron Rodgers in this game late in the fourth quarter? You know? God, you're playing with fire. You get him hurt, holy moly. You are going to feel the wrath of Packer Nation. I mean, just beyond the wrath. What is he doing in there? So, anyway. See if you agree with me. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Ryan says, good win. Tampa Bay lost. The Bears beat them. So, yes, it's a good win. James says, nice game against a team that sucks. Okay, so What does that mean, James? Are you being sarcastic here? This one's from Josh, who says, can't beat a real team with a real defense, can't stop a team with a run game. Josh, they beat New Orleans. Alvin Kamara is one of the best running backs in the league, and they have a decent defense. That's their signature win, really. You can only play the teams on your docket, and the team that really got them, mainly because of their own turnovers, was Tampa Bay. If they don't turn the ball over, do you think that this turns out to be different? Let's go to Mike listening to us in Cudahy. Mike, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Bill. My evaluation of this team and the win yesterday, I think it's more of a mirage only because they have not beaten any great teams. You take the top three or four teams that are ranked in the AFC, realistically, man for man, on all three phases of the game, do you really think the Packers can even keep up, let alone beat any of those top three or four AFC-ranked teams? Because the AFC, obviously, stronger than the NFC this year.
Well, Kansas City and Pittsburgh, there's no doubt, those two teams scare me. Cleveland, being the third team, they don't scare me. Does Cleveland scare you?
You know, it's really a hypothetical, Bill. I'm just saying that, okay, take the couple of the ranked top NFC teams.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there you go again. I mean, can we, if we were to go to a Super Bowl and we go head-to-head with any of those AFC teams that we just mentioned, you know darn well that it's either going to be Pittsburgh or Kansas City in the Super Bowl.
Most
this
likely,
is what
yeah.
I'm talking about. If we went head-to-head against them, what would happen? That's my question.
Well, unless you got into a track meet, much like we saw when they faced Minnesota at Lambeau Field, where you just needed to score in every possession, and whoever ends up turning the ball over or getting stops first wins, basically. I agree with you. Look, I think it would be an uphill battle. I appreciate the phone call. But we're talking about this team getting to a Super Bowl. So when you ask me about the top teams in the NFC, let's go through this. They've beaten New Orleans, so they've proven they can do it. Okay. Minnesota got them. Minnesota ran the ball right down their throats. And that's the blueprint to beat the Green Bay Packers. If you can keep up with them and score and match them score for score and do it via the run game and force the Packers to get out of their game, you'll win the ball game. You'll win the ball game. The Packers turned the ball over against a good defense that harassed the hell out of Aaron Rodgers and stymied the run against Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay just beat them up in the trenches. What's to make us think that things would be different if they faced Tampa Bay again? I don't know. But I think Seattle doesn't have a defense. I think the Rams' offense is nowhere near as good as what the Packers can put up. Now, their defense is top-notch. Tampa Bay's already beat them. I think Arizona's an up-and-comer. I don't think they're ready for prime time yet. But you know what? 6-5, and they're having a pretty good run. And young quarterback, obviously one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in all of football. Defense, it's on the come. I'll take that. San Francisco, I just don't think they're a contender this year. So you go through those teams, New Orleans, Seattle, the Rams, the Buccaneers, and the Cardinals. I think they could beat any one of those teams, and I think they could get beaten by any one of those teams. And that's not playing both sides of the fence. What I'm saying is if the Packers play their game and they continually operate in a rhythm offensively and you see out of Aaron Rodgers what you saw last night, yeah, they can win a ball game. You know, but if they turn the ball over or they don't get turnovers and it becomes a slugfest, I don't know that the Packers have enough defense to win a game against any one of those teams. Are they going to stop the running of Russell Wilson? Are they going to consistently stop the run game of, say, the New Orleans Saints if they would turn the ball over to the Saints and suddenly Kamara and Drew Brees is back and company take over? You know, if they really need, say they get down a couple of scores to a team like the Rams, you think they're going to be able to just start winging it all over the place against that defensive front? I don't think so. I mean, it's all in the formula for winning. And if they don't follow their formula, they won't win ball games. Their formula is get up a couple of scores, take the other team out of what it is they do offensively, pin your ears back and come after them. and allow then Aaron Rodgers, when he gets the ball back, to do his thing. Because that's when him and Matt LaFleur are at their best. But if you get up a score or two and take them somewhat out of their game, force them, because they know their defense isn't capable of holding, right? Force them to do things, take chances they don't normally take. Maybe they turn the ball over. Maybe they don't. Maybe it pays off. But that's not the formula for the Packers to win. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Frank, listening to us in Door County on WMAM, our fine affiliate there. Frank, how you doing?
Doing great. I agree with you, Bill. We have a quarterback who is a franchise quarterback for the ages. We have an offense that can win a Super Bowl. We have a running game that can do it. We have an offensive line that can do it. And despite what people think about our wide receivers, they can get it done. Our defense is not capable of winning a Super Bowl. Even if we get ahead, we cannot stop the run. Our linebackers are serviceable at best. And our defensive backs are above average. And Zaire is incredible. But we just cannot. You've got to beat the crap out of people to win the Super Bowl as far as defense. I just remember the Packers of the 90s. You had a linebacker who would just beat up on the tight end. You had a dominating defensive line. The Smith brothers have not shown up at all this year. They just have not. They've been a very they've been a shadow of them, what they were last year. So we have an offense that can win a Super Bowl. We have special teams that can win a Super Bowl. We do not have a defense that can win a Super Bowl.
No, they just need to support the offense and be able every now and then to get off the field on third down. I appreciate the phone call. Look, when you talk about Preston and Zedarius, Preston Smith statistically has not given you what he gave you last year. That I'll agree with. Zadarius Smith has played well, but they're also moving him inside and outside. So, and they're allowing Rashawn Gary more playing time. And Rashawn Gary has been, if you just watch him, he has been better. Now, the one thing that people get caught up in is the sack totals. Rashawn Gary doesn't get the sacks. Okay. Tell me when he did. You knew this going in when they drafted him. He's a guy that's going to give you cut off of the cutback lanes. He's going to set the edge. He's going to make some tackles. He's going to put some pressure on quarterbacks, maybe move guys around. But he's never been the sack master that you think he's going to be. And so it's unfair to look at him in that light, because unless all of a sudden he develops five moves that gets him home consistently, he's never been that guy. So I don't expect that out of Rashawn Gary. You know what I mean? But moving Zedarius around has certainly created certain things that Mike Pettine's been able to do. But the other edge for Preston Smith, it hasn't been the same statistical type of season. But last night, if you watched him, he played well. Last night, he played well. Set the edge, kept contained. Obviously got the scoop and score last night. Now, I thought Preston Smith played pretty well last night. If you just watched him. 855-830-8648. Was this a quality win by the Green Bay Packers last night over a lackluster Bears offensive team, an offensively inept Chicago Bears team? 855-830-8648. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. Look, the holidays are here. We all know that. Okay, we finally shared some Thanksgiving. We are decorating houses. We're getting ready for the holidays. We're getting ready for Christmas trees and all that kind of stuff, holiday parties, maybe traveling a little bit. And if you don't have energy and you're sluggish and you're moody, you're going to be the guy that everybody calls the Grinch. And it's probably low T or low testosterone. My friends over at Neumel Medical Center, they can help you out with that. But you can't do anything if you don't call. They have all these locations. One phone number, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. They can help you just like they help me, and you're going to have energy. You can enjoy all that the holidays has to offer. And when it comes to giving the gift of you, maybe for ED, call the medical experts at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451. And last but not least, we know there's food at the holidays, all kinds of food at the holidays. And if you start packing it on, you're going to want to take it back off. All you got to do is call. It's the all-in-one weight loss program, and yes, it works. But it doesn't work unless you call. 414 414- 415-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451. Just call our friends over at Newmail Medical Center. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Going to go ahead and take a quick break, come back. Quality win, yay or nay, last night as the Packers beat up on the Chicago Bears. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I just feel like he's settled into his role as head coach. Him and I have been really on the same page all season. There's just a beautiful trust that I think has blossomed even more this year between him and I. And I think that's an important part of us being successful is the QB and the coach calling and being on the same page. And, you know, obviously we've had a number of guys give more of themselves.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers talking about his head coach, Matt LaFleur. Settling into the roles, really enjoying it. Sounds like there's a terrific, terrific relationship there for all the counter speculation that's gone on. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Was this a good win yesterday? Good win, especially a game with no turnovers. Now hopefully injuries to Savage and Lazard. It's nothing serious. Corey Linsley in that grouping as well. Lazard came back in the game. By the way, that's from Philip, who tweeted us. Philip shot us a tweet. You can too. @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. You can get a hold of us there. Chuck says Rodgers has to finish strong. Right now it's Patrick Mahomes to lose when it comes to the MVP. But if you look at the two, at who Rodgers has been throwing to all year compared to Mahomes, I'd say Rodgers is more valuable. But I know that's not how the voters look at it. I said the exact same thing. I said, look, Patrick Mahomes is playing fantastic football. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just simply saying what Aaron Rodgers has done, kind of morphing into something different than what we've seen in the past. I think Rodgers is, in my mind anyway, the front runner, or it's 1A and 1B. D-Rich says anytime you're up 41-10 against anyone, it's a quality win. Not worried about garbage time points at the end by Chicago. This was a very big statement that was made. This offense is legit when healthy, and it's getting healthy. Matt says, I'm saying yes for just now and how they did it. Turned the turnovers into points. Defense wasn't great, but capitalized on poor play from the Bears. Special teams was a non-factor minus the missed extra point, and the offense was great, so a complete team win. Energy was up. I like it. Matthew also says, in regards to the Green Bay Packers, says, and the fact that they needed an impact player, see, we've heard all of this to ad nauseum this year. It's not going to change anything, and we cannot tell if these picks are being wasted yet, far too early. They could be massive busts or franchise-altering picks. However, good teams do not count on rookies to contribute in their first year. Yes, they do. Matthew, you do. Yes, you do, top to bottom. You don't have to count on every one of them, but yes, you do. Every team has a rookie that they hope contributes right away. Now, if you're talking about the difference between a superstar and a contributor, that's vastly different. But you rely on rookies to be impactful players. Somebody has to step up and fill a void. Because, I mean, on special teams specifically. Jack says, not allowing a hit, let alone a sack against that kind of defensive front. Absolutely, yes, this was a quality win. Hanson hits us up on Twitter, says, I'm going to say it's a quality win. The Bears are far from great, but they aren't a pushover either. Scoring 5 touchdowns on their defense is no small feat, even without Hicks. See, I said that all along. I mean, I know last night they kept talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. And Akeem Hicks wasn't there. He's their best run guy. He can be a disruptor as well, okay? But without him, they're not they're not great with him and they're not great without him because it's not a great defense, but it's a top five, top seven defense. Without him, it's maybe top 10. They're still good. They just they were missing one of their key components. Packers took advantage of it. Packers were able to run the ball and ran the ball 34 times yesterday. When's the last time that happened? Aaron Jones with 17 carries. Jamal Williams with 17 carries. I mean, even Equanimeous St. Brown got a carry. But 34 times as opposed to only 29 passing attempts. Without Akiem Hicks, that did make the difference when it came to that defense. But the Packers still, I mean, they were able to throw the ball and be just unbelievably deadly last night. Packers, by the way, 55% on third down, 6 of 11. 40% for the Bears. That's not a good number. You'd like to see 3 of 10, 3 of 11, not 4 of 10. Packers with almost 400 total net yards, 393 to 351. Packers ran the ball for 182 yards rushing, as opposed to the Bears only 122 yards rushing last night. And Rodgers, by the way, only needed 211 yards through the air to win this game. Solid night last night. A quarterback rating of 132.3, 4 touchdowns, no picks. It's a good game. Real good game. Got everybody into the mix. So offensively, they were clicking. Really good game against a pretty solid defense. I'll take that. I'll take that every day of the week. T. Daly says, until he performs up to MVP standards against a team with a winning record at the time they play them, I do not consider him an MVP. They did. So, played well against New Orleans. At the time, zip and zip, going into Minnesota, I thought was a really good win. I'm not going to take that away from them. I think anytime you beat a decent team like that, that's a good win. Yeah, they lost, and he played ugly to Tampa Bay. Played well against Houston. They lost to Minnesota. Didn't play great down the stretch in that ball game. Just blew out San Francisco. Got a win over Jacksonville. Had a few things that stalled, but got a win over Jacksonville. They moved the ball. They had one bad quarter against Indianapolis where they went a couple of three and outs and didn't really do much. And that ultimately cost them. And still ended up bringing them back to have a shot to win that game had it not been for the fumble. And then just blew out the Bears. I mean, I don't know. You can only play when you say you got to beat a team with a winning record. Well, they don't have any left. Tennessee's it. So because of their record and the people they play, you're not going to give it to them. Tennessee's 8-3. That would be considered a good win. I would agree with you. But that's what you're waiting for? So if he plays well against Tennessee, you're going to say he doesn't have enough quality wins. What if he just destroys every team along the way? You know? 855-830-8648. Let's do this. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur when we come back, and we'll get here to hear his thoughts after the game last night. But I thought it was a solid performance. But if you're not going to give them credit unless they beat a winning team and he plays and puts up 40 against a winning team, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Because you're just making excuses as to why not to look at the performance in a positive light. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Jolzy Family Farms Beef. And don't forget, the holidays are here. And you know you're going to be doing some things, right? You're going to have some people over the house. You're going to probably want to place an order. You don't want to go out to the grocery stores all the time. And, you know, some people are very afraid of what's going on out there. But they've been serving and providing high-quality pasture-raised beef to all of us in the Midwest for over three generations. And with COVID cases on the rise, maybe you just stay at home, you know? You go online. You go to ShoalsyFamilyBeef.com, and you order a wide variety of steaks and chops and burgers and hot dogs, brats and roasts. You can even get that curated gift box or create your own custom order if you choose to do so. You can do that as well. And you can get everything right there online. It'll be packed in dry ice, shipped to your doorstep just a couple of days. You're good to go. You're going to have all the meats that you need for these cold weather stews and chilies and soups. You can check out their Facebook page for recipes. They've now got Instapot dinners and recipes over there on their Facebook page and on their website as well. So a lot of great things right now from our friends at Scholze Family Beef. Go to Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Again, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, and place your order today. Get yourself ready for the holidays. Stay tuned. Matt LaFleur, you're going to hear from him. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
And then jumps to the NFL. But Rodgers was already here, so you have to have an open mind to work together. Rodgers flips his hips, flips it downfield, wide open, Tunyon, touchdown, Packers.
Rodgers to Tunyon. How are we looking? Packers get a win. They knock off the Bears 41-25. Last night, and did it rather easy, to be quite honest with you. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Matt LaFleur, after the game, he discussed, this just being a really, really good team win, and also about, it wasn't a big crowd, but a few voices out there in the stands last night.
Really proud of our effort. That was a great team win. That's a good football team. I thought we were physical. I thought we brought a lot of energy. Certainly appreciative of the people in the stands cheering for us. I thought that was big time for us. But all in all, we knew it was going to be a physical football game, and I thought our guys did an outstanding job in every facet.
Then he was asked if it matters regarding – the scheme and what scheme you run when you're talking offensively, defensively, and whether or not the players can, kind of go along with it and they've got the ability to execute it.
It doesn't matter what we scheme or come up with if those guys don't go out there and execute it. So, again, all the credit goes to our players for their ability to be able to go out there and make those plays come to life. That's all on them. And, we're fortunate that we have a lot of great players here that are able to do that. And it's a credit to them because a lot of weeks we have, we'll carry, similar concepts, but we'll try to dress them up in different ways. And their ability to just go out there and execute the game plan, that's what it's all about.
Then Aaron Rodgers had talked about the changes in offense and in blocking schemes and such. He discussed that after the ballgame about the simplicity of the offense, and Matt LaFleur expounded upon that.
It's just us being on the same page. We spent a lot of hours on those Zoom calls just trying to make sure that we were very clear on what the expectations were on each and every play. And there were a lot of plays that we figured out that don't fit within the framework of what we want to get done. And I mean, it's a credit to everybody. It's a credit to every coach on our offensive staff. It's a credit to Aaron and just his input that he has with us. Cause I always think that position is so critical that they're an extension of the coaching staff. And so I'll always value the quarterback's input. And certainly we've got a great one that has a lot of experience and, again, is playing at a really high level.
So is Aaron Rodgers, in many eyes, at least in Matt LaFleur's eyes, the MVP?
This is as good as I've ever seen anybody play. Just his ability to go out there and get us in the right looks and shoot, even, when I make a bad call, he definitely makes us look good. So that's a credit to him. He is playing in my eyes he's an MVP player, no doubt about it. And I wouldn't want any other quarterback on our football team.
But to have one, that's another chatter for another day. And the offense, he says, look, hey, we still can get better.
the more that we can run the football and have success. Certainly as an offense, you're always just trying to find ways to move the ball. And sometimes it's going to be through the air and sometimes it's going to be on the ground. But when you have them both, that's what makes you really dangerous, because now it just keeps the defense more off balance. And, you know, I thought our guys did an outstanding job, and still there was other opportunities out there to some plays that, you know, we're just a hair off on that I know we can make and have an even better performance. And that's what's so great about football is even when you have a good performance, there's always areas to improve upon. And I know our guys, they know that the expectations are extremely high here, and I wouldn't want it any other way. And so until we get that perfect game, we're going to continue to coach our butt off, and our players are going to keep working to try to get better and better and better. But I thought all in all, it was a pretty good performance throughout the entire course, or, you know, the entirety of the game.
So the defense in the first half played solid. The offense in the second half, there can obviously be some improvement, but this team still has room overall.
Our defense did an outstanding job in that first half, getting the two turnovers, getting a score. And, you know, it's just what you'd like to do is, I know offensively our defense came up with a big time stop to start the second half. And then you'd like to be able to take the ball down the field and score and kind of, you know, I don't want to say put an end to the game, but, you know, give yourself a bigger cushion. But unfortunately, we had that penalty that knocked us back, and we didn't recover after that. So, like I said, I thought all in all it was a pretty good day, pretty good night. But there's still areas that we can improve upon.
And were they able, or why were they able, to really kind of do what they wanted to do against that Bears defense?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it was, but I think anytime you can get the run game going, I think we did a nice job of being able to call some keepers and play actions that just kind of help keep the defense a little bit more off balance. But, you know, that's a credit to those guys. Again, they make those plays come to life. I thought Aaron did an outstanding job of throwing on rhythm, getting the ball out of his hands. I think there was one play where he got pressured on a third down, was able to escape and avoid a sack. But it takes all 11 on offense. We talk about it all the time. It takes the wideouts winning their routes, getting open in the timing of the play. It takes the backs, you know, doing whatever they need to do in the passing game, whether it's in protection, whether it's winning a route. It takes everybody. And tonight I thought I was just really, really proud of our guys' effort. And again, I thought the energy and focus all week was there, and it translated. And we need to continue to do that each and every week in order for us to be at our best.
And then Corey Linsley obviously coming in, playing, and then going out after the knee injury when he went down. Elgin Jenkins moving over, Runyon stepping in. He talked about the shuffling of the offensive line, how well they've been doing.
That's certainly a concern. It doesn't appear to be season ending, but again, anytime you're missing a guy like Corey, I mean, that's you're not going to be at your best, because he is such a valuable piece, not only to our offense, but our football team. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we've got guys that were able to step in his place, moving Elton over to center, having Runyon come in at guard. We have really good depth, which is critical, you know, for us to be able to continue to function, you know, at a high level on offense. But certainly he's a guy that is very, very valuable to this football team.
And Corey Linsley, by the way, per Mike Garofalo on Twitter, Corey Linsley, an MCL sprain. So no tear, and it's an MCL, not an ACL, but an MCL sprain. Still painful and still sore, but the news for Corey Linsley could have been a lot worse. But two guys that stepped up, Preston Smith, Darnell Savage Jr., both of those guys stepped up.
Obviously, Preston had the sack. He had the fumble recovery for a touchdown, which were critical. But I thought he did a nice job of putting pressure on the quarterback. I know late in the game, you know, Cole Kmet was coming on a cross sift on him, and you know, P was physical like we talked about being, and next thing I know, I see him running out the game. So I just thought his physicality and effort were really, really good, as good as we've seen this year. And then also Savage, you know, he had a great week of practice, got a pick or two in practice, and it translated over to the game. And those interceptions were critical interceptions for us. One was in the end zone that stopped a drive, and we were able to capitalize that and take the ball down the field and score. So, you know, those are two of our better players. And I think that in order for us to be the best version of ourselves, our best players have to be the best version of themselves. And that's what we're striving each and every day.
So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, they've made some changes over the weekend, and you've got an update for tomorrow night's contest between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. But just like that, we know the holiday season, it's here, and no matter what the holidays bring, you're going to celebrate them all throughout the end of November into December. And remember to give the gift to farmers and the refinery workers and Wisconsinites by choosing Unleaded 88 at the pump for your car. And if it's newer than 2001, you should be able to do this. Or E85 for your flex fuel vehicle. I just filled up over the weekend for my truck, as a matter of fact. I use it. I encourage everybody to do the same. Reduce the amount of petroleum in your gas, replacing it with renewable corn energy ethanol. Increased demand for ethanol in our gasoline helps all the workers right here in our state. Okay, keeps the money right here in our own backyard. That hard work every day, it's produced by the farmers, the refinery workers, the truck drivers, the dispensaries. So for all of you out there in the Bill Michaels universe, if you want to call it that, give E85 a shot in your flex fuel vehicle, or you can choose Unleaded 88 in your car or truck, and you save a little bit of money, you burn less fossil fuel, it's good for the environment. And if you need any more information as to why ethanol in your fuel is better for everyone, get the facts. Get the facts. abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org, and it's easy to be an advocate for the farmers and the refinery workers and those who need it right now in our state. Just do your part. Just a little bit, little thing you can do. Go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. You're out. See ya. Knew it was going to happen. Came this weekend. Talk more about it next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers roll past the Bears, 41-25. Green Bay with a 31-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
When you have guys who have specific roles and they embrace them, there's no better way to get a guy to buy in than that. And I think we've done a great job at that, whether it's Mercedes or Jamal Williams or Alan Lazard or Robert Tonyan or Jace Sternberger, Billy Turner.
The Packers center Corey Linsley left the game on a cart with a knee injury. Right guard Lucas Patrick injuring a toe. Davante Adams had 6 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown, and says the offensive line held up against the Bears defense.
You know, we obviously appreciate all of their efforts, and once again, against a really good stout front seven.
Green Bay now 8-3 and hosts the Eagles next. Chicago falls to 5-6. They take on the Lions. Bears head coach Matt Nagy's reaction to Tony Dungy saying the Bears defense gave up in the second half.
I felt like the tackling there as the game went on, you know, got sloppy, and that's kind of what happens when you're trying to make tackles and stop them for, you know, short gains on first down. And I'll never question our guys quitting.
The quarterback position remains up in the air in Chicago. Mitch Trubisky asked after the game.
Mitch, do you think you played well enough to justify starting next week?
I don't know. It was tough just because of the turnovers early on and then being in a hole.
That's Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're out! the old stuff. Welcome back to the program. You know what's going to happen at some point. Matt Patricia, Soup, gone. After that performance on Thanksgiving, the Lions figured it's enough. Now, Daryl Bevel, who we all know from right here in our own backyard, the interim head coach over there in Detroit, but the Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn era in Detroit is over. And again, now they go out and try to find another general manager who tries to find another head coach. And then you got to hope that you get the right combination as you try to put that franchise back on the track. And I've said it time and again, I don't think they should be playing on national television, especially Thanksgiving Day, until they at least get 9 wins. That'll save all of us from having to watch that craptastic team. Just an FYI. So, but they did make some changes over there. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get into the win again. I want to get back to the phone calls. Got a lot of people chiming in, both on Facebook, Twitter, a few emails to get to as well. We'll talk about that, take your phone calls. Then Eric Baranchek at the Green Bay Press Gazette going to break down the film from what we witnessed last night. Mike Clemens is going to be here in the final hour, and I actually went and sat down and watched this over the weekend. We're going to talk about it coming up here in about 40 minutes from now. But I'll give you my thoughts on Tyson and Jones Jr. I actually sat down and watched that thing. Had a good time, too. Hey, don't forget, it's the Fans' 14th Annual Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin, presented by Annex Wealth Management. Also, our friends at Lincoln Contractor Supply, Hupie and Abraham. Great people at Current Electric. Go see Todd and the gang at Skipper Buds. They're out there in Pewaukee. If you're looking for a boat, you're looking for a great deal, you're looking for accessories, things to give as gifts for the holidays, or maybe store your boat, get it winterized. Man, they are expanding. They're getting bigger. They're getting better. They continue to do great things. Tell Todd I said hi, too, because they're good people at Skipper Buds. But we'll talk more about the toy drive coming up. No doubt about it. A lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.